Colleges in Wisconsin did not take part in the lawsuit, but there have been protests against military recruiters at the UW-Madison and elsewhere. The strongest opposition has come from the law school, which has a non-discrimination policy for any employer trying to recruit its students. Mark Knoll is chairman of QLaw, an organization for gay and lesbians.
While, you know, I can understand the legal reasoning in this case, it's still going to feel to a lot of people, when you look at the Boy Scout decision and then you look at this decision, that there was a lot of hair splitting going on.
In the Boy Scout case, the Supreme Court ruled the private organization could refuse to accept gay scout leaders. Protesters of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy wanted UW-Madison to ban recruiters to oppose discrimination. Chancellor John Wiley refused, saying the military has free speech rights like other employers allowed on campus. UW-Madison gets some $600 million in federal grants and contracts, money the high court says the government could yank if military recruiters are shut out. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.